put some of those points to Richard Sloggart, who served as special advisor to former Health Secretary Matt Hancock as recently as 2019, and is now Programme Director of the Future Health Research Centre. Mr. Sloggart, had you been able to cast a vote last night, would you have voted for or against these measures? Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. I'd have voted for the measures because I think they're broadly proportionate.
So Desi would be furious with you now, of course. It's fear, it's panic, and it's these emergency measures. Support why you would seek to do that, Richard.
Well, I think they're proportionate, and I think they seek to balance the freedoms that we seek to enjoy in normal times against the incoming variant from a global pandemic. And we're not the only country, of course, that's facing this. I think the World Health Organization says something like 77 countries around the world now have the Omicron variant, and other countries are now having to themselves impose some sort of restrictions. So I do think the government's broadly got this right. It's trying to keep that balance between keeping things open whilst actually making sure that the virus doesn't run rampant again.
Even a so-called vaccine passport, Richard.
Well, I think this one was obviously the most contentious and had the highest rebellion. It was very interesting hearing your last segment because I was in government when that larger rebellion took place under Theresa May, and that did feel like
that was a long night.
It was, and it felt like a sort of watershed moment for that government. I think on this one, the vaccine passport, the interesting thing about it is the rebellion kind of comes in all different shapes and sizes. And your clip kind of sets some of this out. There's people there who are very strongly against this on civil liberties grounds. There are those who are against it on the fact that they don't think it will have any impact on the virus itself. And there are those who say, actually, this is going to be very bad for business. At the same time, I think what we've got in the UK is a really good vaccination programme, and the response to the boosters has been really, really good. And if we can keep encouraging people to get the vaccine and get the booster, I think that is our way through this difficult winter.
Lastly, referencing that vote that Theresa May lost, we all know what happened relatively soon after that. Was this, in a sense, a no-confidence vote in Boris Johnson just by another name, Richard?
No, I don't think it is. And I think the big difference between when I was in government and now is that obviously Boris does have a majority. He didn't come through for him last night, but he does have a much bigger majority than we have. We have virtually no majority, of course, at all. And I think that's the big difference. I think the Christmas period is a chance for him to reset. And if he can reset over the winter period, I think he can try and bounce back. But it is going to be very difficult after what's been a very, very difficult 6-7 weeks. And we've got, of course, that by-election later this week, which if they lose the by-election, I think will be very, very difficult indeed.
Richard Sloggart served as special advisor to former Health Secretary Matt Hancock. You're now Programme Director of the Future Health Research Centre.